from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, August 5th. Coming up, as the new school year draws closer, there's a shortage of officials to work Illinois high school athletic events. We'll learn more on this shortage from Jane Carlson coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois State Fair in Springfield is less than a week away, and fair organizers aim to make this year's event bigger and better. Mawa Iqbal has more.
This year's theme is Grow With Us. Johnny Costello, director of the Department of Agriculture, says the fair has a huge economic impact every year, and fair organizers want to expand upon that.
We're very cognizant of 4-H, FFA, what they mean to the future of the number one industry in the state of Illinois. Ag's roughly a $19 billion annual economic impact in the state.
Organizers used $58 million from the state for renovations, like repaving the roads and upgrading the event spaces. Fairgoers will see new exhibits, like 24 giant animatronic dinosaurs or 3D printings of butter cows. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A temporary sales tax reduction begins today in Illinois. The so-called tax holiday will reduce the state sales tax rate from 6.25% to 1.25% for school supplies and certain clothing items costing less than $125. The reduction will last through Sunday, August 14th. The sales tax reduction is part of Governor J.B. Pritzker's family relief plan that passed the Illinois General Assembly earlier this year. The state estimates it will amount to about $50 million in savings for taxpayers. The clothing items include usual items like shorts, pants, skirts, shirts, dresses, and underwear. The tax reduction will also apply to items like aprons, hats, coats and jackets, and school uniforms. Central Illinois is expected to see more heat and humidity this weekend. Illinois Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more on what that means for Illinois power plants.
Ashlyn Stilwell is an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering at the U of I. She says Illinois power plants typically require cooling, making them especially vulnerable to droughts and heat waves. Like how humans swim in hot weather, Stilwell says power plants cool down in a similar way, which is why many of them are located next to a water source. Speaking on the 21st show, she says heat waves pose challenges for consumers and power plants alike.
Heat waves cause us as consumers to consume more electricity for air conditioning, so there's a higher demand. And at the same time, the power plants are in the business of generating electricity. That hotter temperature makes it more difficult to cool down the power plant.
Stilwell says climate change plays a role in the availability of water sources that are cold enough to cool down Illinois' power plants. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Newsroom.
The author of a new biography of Buckminster Fuller says the architect and futurist experienced a transformative moment as a young man in Chicago in the 1920s. Speaking on the 21st show, Oak Park-based author Alex Navala Lee says Fuller recounted how after a series of personal and business setbacks, he stood on the shore of Lake Michigan and contemplated suicide.
And according to Fuller, he had this rush of insight, and he basically said to himself, "You do not belong to you. You belong to the universe, and you and all men are here for the sake of other men."
Navala Lee says, according to Fuller, the experience led to the decision to use his life in service to others. Over the years, he became famous as a designer, systems theorist, and futurist. Fuller popularized the geodesic dome, one of which is featured at Walt Disney World's Epcot Center in Florida. Still to come, the new school year brings high school football and other athletic events. But will there be enough officials to work those games? That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In season 7 of the masterpiece mystery series Grandchester, it's the sizzling summer of 1959, and Reverend Will Davenport is overseeing a busy wedding season. Between weddings, he helps Detective Inspector Keating solve a series of connected murders as they both navigate turmoil in their personal lives. Learn how you can stream all 7 seasons of the show at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The high school football and volleyball seasons will get underway later this month, but the Illinois High School Association is seeing a shortage of athletic officials. Jane Carlson tells us part of the problem is the fans.
At the end of the 2016 school year, IHSA had nearly 14,000 licensed officials for sports from football and basketball to water polo and gymnastics. For the upcoming school year, that number is expected to be just under 11,000.
What we've seen is this gradual lack of returning, lack of renewing a license by officials, and the number of new officials just hasn't kept pace with those that have retired.
That's Kurt Gibson, Associate Executive Director of IHSA. He says the number of licensed officials for the organization's 820 member schools has been declining for about 10 years. That accelerated in recent years because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but Gibson says surveys of departing officials show another issue.
The behavior of fans is driving a number of officials away.
Gibson says the work of officials can be thankless. It's also, for most folks, a side hustle to a full-time job. IHSA wants to remind fans that although officials can make mistakes, just like players and coaches do, they are doing their best. And they're essential to the game.
Without officials, without people giving of their time, talent, and service to others, students aren't going to be able to play games.
Gibson says in a few cases, competitions have been canceled because of the shortage. But so far, a bigger challenge for schools is having to shift schedules and traditions for things like Friday night football games, when there simply aren't enough officials to go around.
What schools have been doing over these past couple years is looking for alternative dates to play so that an officiating crew in a sport like football, for example, could maybe work a Thursday night game, a Friday night game, and a Saturday afternoon game.
Gibson says IHSA is working to attract younger generations to officiating, such as recent college graduates. They've also had success reaching out to parents and former athletes in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. Aaron Fry is 36, married, and a father of two. He grew up in a small town near St. Louis and now lives in a small town in west central Illinois. And he's among those stepping up to officiate high school sports.
I just kind of looked at it as, hey, if I can do one game a week, that's a little extra money in my pocket, and it's going to help players who are passionate about the sport that they love and fans and coaches who are passionate about the sport that they love too.
Fry says he's not afraid to step into the fray because he's worked as a sports reporter. That's given him an appreciation for the work of officials and the nuances of the games, and it's also made him impartial.
Every game I go to, I never root for a team to win or lose. I just root for a good game. And, you know, you call it as you see it.
Fry says he is licensed to officiate football and basketball, and he signed up for games within 30 miles of his home. And he says he's not too worried about the public criticism that comes with the job.
I've joked with a few folks that I'm kind of on a mission to have as many people yell at me as possible. So I've already checked off newspaper readers and my wife, so I'm just adding sports fans to the list.
But what it's really about for Fry is keeping traditions alive and giving back to his community. Plus, he says those black and white striped shirts are slimming. I'm Jane Carlson.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see some patchy dense fog this morning, then partly cloudy skies with a high of 85 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Sydney Wood, Harrison Malkin, and Jane Carlson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.